Today, we're joined by Alex, our Assistant Director of Services, here to talk about what keeps him up at night. So, welcome, Alex. At the end of your day, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? What are you losing sleep over?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I'm going to look at it as you as the customer would keep me up if I was your IT staff and everything like that. So what would keep me up and what keeps me up is that disaster, my disaster recovery plan. Do I have it? You know, if that worst day, God forbid, happens and fire, natural disaster, ransomware, something like that, and I lose my ability to provide the service, that's what keeps me up at night every night. Am I doing everything to protect myself?
It seems silly to ask why this is top of mind or why this is an issue, but maybe you could go into some details about why disaster recovery is the first thing on your mind.
Yeah, you would think it would be one of those things that's like, oh yeah, this is silly or this is obvious that this would be keep people up at night. But the reason why it's so important is the fact of we're more reliant than ever before on the technology to do the services or the services you provide to your clients. And if you lose the ability to help for payroll or have access to your files or provide the service to run your equipment, that affects your livelihood. So this is why it's so important that you are prepared and you have a plan in place for when this, if and hopefully never happens to you, but if it does, you're prepared for it so you can get back up and functional as fast as possible.
Definitely. So how can businesses be proactive? How can we, you know, maybe still think about it at the end of the day, but we're able to sleep well at night?
Sure. Yeah. You know, the first thing is just understanding what is business critical. And that may sound silly because everything's business critical, but it might not all be business critical. Or what is the most critical thing as number one to number five? So you know, in that disaster, you need to recover number one before you even focus on number five on your list of items to take off your list when that happens. That is going to be the first thing that you're going to want to do to try and help you sleep at night, is identify what is the most critical thing that needs to come back online as fast as possible. If you are a hospital, it's probably getting access to the internet or the medical files or something like that. That's going to be their most important thing on their list, where yours might be, you know, getting the machines that run your manufacturing floor that can run the CAD drawings might be what your item is. And whatever industry you are, your number ones might be different than somebody else's. So knowing what that first thing is going to be huge, because then you start to develop a plan behind it. That's where an MSP like ourselves or whoever you're looking for as a partner kind of can come in and help you and go, do you have tools to recover, restore, replace these items? Do you have spares? It's all the stuff that you probably heard about, you see those things when it happens on the news when somebody gets ransomware and they're down for days or something like that. You don't want that to happen to you, or, you know, or storms or anything like that happens. That's out of your control even more. So the more you can prepare yourself in multiple different facets, the easier you'll sleep. You'll never sleep seamlessly, I promise you, but you'll at least be able to know that you've done everything and you're as prepared as possible. And the last tip I can give you is practice your disaster recovery. It sounds silly. Why practice? Because it helps your MSP. It helps you guys know. You go through the playbook. You try and bring everything up and you're prepared for it. It is something that we do. We do tabletop exercises where this is a disaster. It gets put on a card and you have to be prepared and everybody's in a room and you start going through the steps on what you're going to do. And then sometimes you realize, oh man, we missed this one thing when we try to bring everything up, and then you document it and it doesn't happen. So when it does come time, hopefully never, you're prepared for it.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, you think about doing a fire drill in school, back when you were in school, it's the same thing. It's important to practice. As an MSP,
yeah,
what is your role in assisting businesses to develop or, you know, go through these tabletop exercises or have that disaster recovery plan? What's your role?
Yeah, it can be as involved or not. And this isn't like one of those like get out of jail free cards kind of thing that I'm trying to use here, but it really honestly depends on the relationship with the customer and what they're looking for us to engage with. So we could be fully involved in literally writing the whole entire disaster recovery plan and then putting a tabletop exercise down once a year and running through it. It could be we look at your network as a whole and go, here are things that we see are either potentially vulnerabilities or points that you might want to look at and help you prepare or close those areas, and don't so much help with the disaster recovery plan, but help close any potential risk points. It's kind of one of those kind of build it as you go. So it could start as developing everything. It could be as simple as just closing some doors and some windows for you guys to try and help keep it at least protected from the outside. Really all depends. The most important thing is just you as the customer know what you need help with. This is why you're partnered with an MSP. Leverage them. Hopefully by now you trust them, you have that built-in relationship, or you're looking for that MSP to help do this. Trust in somebody who's going to be honest and be prepared for it and who's done it before. And it can't hurt to ever ask for recommendations. Or what does a tabletop look like? You know, run them through a scenario that really, you know, with no plan, and just see what happens. You'll be amazed. It's eye-opening.
Yeah. Yeah, and adding on to that, it's important to work with someone who's been in those industries before, you know, who's seen healthcare, who's seen manufacturing, and has an understanding of what those different industries may need.
Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% correct. You have some MSPs who are very niche in certain market spaces. They might not be in your market, so they might not be the best partner for you. They're probably phenomenal at what they do, but you might want somebody more holistic or maybe focuses in your market or all markets. They all have their benefits. So.
Correct. Definitely. Well, thanks for joining us today. Hopefully we didn't scare you too much, but instead prepared you for, sometimes we say it's not if, it's when, and making sure you are ready with your disaster recovery. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this topic, please let us know. Like, subscribe, or reach out to us at info@cit-net.com or head out to our website, cit-net.com/podcast. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode.